Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the last spells at long ago.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Edmonton's Lisa Nicole Grace is my featured guest today. She joins me on the show to talk about her music career, her passion for songwriting, and her debut EP, The Cellar Sessions. Let's welcome Lisa Nicole Grace to the show. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Been looking forward to this. I know your music, of course, through MySpace, and lots of great stuff there. But let's start off, Lisa, and go back to when music first became a big part of your life. Were you quite young when you started singing?
Actually, no, I wasn't really that young. I know that a lot of singers get started, you know, as kids and stuff, but I didn't really start singing till I was about 17. I was a dancer up until that point, actually, and I had a pretty serious back surgery, so I couldn't dance anymore. So then I started taking up music.
Wow. So before that, had singing ever crossed your mind at least, or was it something that because the dancing was no longer an option, you sort of needed a creative outlet?
Well, I had always, you know, sung in choir at church and sung along to the radio and that sort of thing, but I never really took singing seriously until dancing wasn't really an option anymore. And that was, I guess, sort of a backup idea in my head for a creative outlet was singing. So then when I started singing, my dad put me in voice lessons, and then it just became more and more of a hobby and a passion of mine.
Wow. Now, when you first started performing at different venues in that, it would have been new to you, obviously. Was it something you could ease into pretty easily, or did you have some nerves for the first while?
Well, for the first while, just singing in general in front of anybody was really scary for me. I remember when my parents had started putting me in voice lessons, they'd have people over or family over, and they'd be like, "Oh, sing for us, Lisa," and I'd be terrified, and I'd make them turn around and not look at me in the eye, and that would be the only way they'd get me to sing in front of people. But when they put me in voice lessons, I actually took lessons with a teacher from a college here in Edmonton, where I'm from, and so soon after I went into lessons, my teacher was encouraging me to go into school for singing. So I actually got my first taste of performing in front of a lot of other people in class with other singers.
Oh, wow. And is it something that you can just become more comfortable with as you do it? I guess you build up your confidence?
Definitely. I just kept singing in front of people, and it just became more and more of a comfortable, normal thing, like an everyday thing when you're in school and you're taking classes on singing and on performing and on writing. You're just in front of people all the time, and everyone's just sharing their art all the time, so it just becomes a real natural thing.
That's great. Now, I understand some of your influences, and they happen to be some of my favorites, too. Some of the artists, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, and Alberta's own Jan Arden from your area. Do you want to talk about some of their influences on you and your music?
Well, for sure, all of those three are huge influences for me. All of them are their own writers and fantastic writers at that, really great storytellers. So I think that is where they influence me and inspire me the most. I actually got to see James Taylor about 2 years ago. I think he came through Edmonton, and I had like front row seats, and I was so excited. It was probably the best concert of my life.
Wow.
Just because he's just had such a long career, and all of his stories are so intimate, and his songs are just so you can just tell that he has a passion for writing and for people in his songs, and that's what I aspire to have as well.
Yeah, and with his music, it's a perfect example of somebody who just needs his voice and a guitar, and he can entertain and move you with his songs that way.
Totally.
That's really cool. Now, Jan Arden, of course, we're all proud. She's a great Canadian. I saw her in concert sometime in the last year at Massey Hall. And as you know, she's very funny, along with her great singing and songwriting. What do you enjoy most about her?
I enjoy her songs as well. The part that I like most about performing and participating in music for me is the songwriting. So I love to sing her songs because I really connect with them. I had a show in June, at the beginning of June, where I sang one of her covers. I hadn't sung a cover in a long time. And just singing her songs, it's just something. I think that because she has a little bit of a melancholy tone to a lot of her songs, and
right.
I really identify with that, and I tend to write... when I'm in a sad place, I write, usually with a message of hope towards the end of the song, but I just really identify with the way that she writes. And I've never actually gotten to see her perform before, but I would love to one day for sure.
Definitely. And it's a case in point that music and songwriting can be quite therapeutic for the writer themselves, of course, and the singer, but also for those of us who listen to the songs. What are your thoughts on that, Lisa, as far as... using your music as therapy for other people?
Oh, I totally agree. It's definitely therapy for myself. Probably that's where it starts. Whenever I'm writing a song, I'm going through something, or somebody close to me is going through something, and I'm not really that great at verbalizing, just like communicating in words face-to-face with somebody. But when
right.
I'm feeling something, writing it out in a song really helps me out. It just sort of relieves that tension or that grief. Or even that joy, if you're really excited about something that's going on in your life. And listening to music for me, too, listening to songs that touch me is a form of therapy. So I participate in both ways. And I know that people, when they come up to me, if they've heard a song that I've written and they say, you know, I'm going through that exact same thing, it's just a real great way for people to connect.
Definitely. Now... When you're writing a song, do you have a certain sort of approach to it? Do you sit down with your guitar and pad a paper and start to write as ideas come to you, or how would you approach your songs?
You know, it's kind of a not traditional way that I write. Usually, I write a lot when I'm driving to and from work.
Okay.
I have about like a 30-minute drive to and from work, so a lot of the time lyrics and melody will just come into my head while I'm driving. So sometimes I record it into my cell phone, or sometimes I just sing it the whole way until I get to work so that I can write it down. But once in a while I sit down and purposefully say, I'm writing a song today. You know, as I've been introduced to the country world more, co-writing is a big part of the country world. And so sitting down with somebody and us both bringing ideas to the table and writing a song and having like sort of a map of how we're going to write the song or a formula, that's
right.
New to me. So I've just been dabbling in that a little bit here in the last year, but for the most part, I'm an unconventional writer, I guess you could say.
Well, it's interesting that I've talked to other people who do that, and when I've written some songs, I get ideas when I'm driving as well. So there's something about being in a car.
I think so.
Yeah, that just, you know, and of course, like you say, you've got to sing it into something or have some post-it notes or something to write it down on so you don't lose it while you're driving. But, yeah, there's something about the driving that inspires us.
I think it's just something that about like a mundane task. Like even I've written songs standing at a photocopier at work or, you know, going just for a walk, something where your mind is clear, I guess, in a way that
sure.
writing comes to you.
That's very neat. But let's turn to the music now, Lisa, and this is a song from your The Cellar Sessions EP that came out in 2008, and we'll talk more about sort of the making of that, but the song is called Just Like You. Do you want to talk about your inspiration behind it?
Sure. This song I hold really dear to my heart, actually, because myself and my husband, Jared, we wrote it together, and we wrote it just about our parents. We both have great relationships with both of our mothers and fathers. And so one day we just sat down and wanted to write a song to show them, to tell them. And so this song came out of that.
Very nice, Lisa. This is Lisa Nicole Grace, and the song is Just Like You here on In the Country. Thank you. Edmonton, Alberta's Lisa Nicole Grace, and that is Just Like You. It's from her EP called The Cellar Sessions. You can find out more about Lisa at lisanicolegrace.com, as well as at her MySpace site, myspace.com/LisaNicoleGrace. Now, Lisa, do you want to talk about putting together the Cellar Sessions EP? I understand that you actually recorded it at your home.
Yeah, actually, in January of 2008, my husband and I set up a little studio in our basement of our first home, a little townhouse in downtown Edmonton. And for those first couple months, we just were really experimenting. My brother-in-law, Brent Scheitel, he is a singer-songwriter in his own right, and he plays piano and guitar and sings beautifully. And I have some friends that are all musicians, and so we just got together all at different times, actually. So it was kind of like a modern recording session. We're all in my basement at different times just adding to different recordings.
Yep.
And eventually just decided that, you know, we should release some of these because some of them are pretty decent, and we had just a lot of fun making them together. So in July of 2008, so 7 months later, we decided that we would release a little EP with four songs. So it's been a great adventure ever since.
Yeah, it must have been quite rewarding to have that, to have the recordings in CD form and being able to, whether it's taking them to shows or send them to radio stations, just to sort of get those out and let other people hear them.
Yeah, I never really had much as for expectations of having an EP, but it's gotten me some airplay and it's gotten me some shows here in Edmonton and around Alberta and even some airplay overseas. So it's been really exciting, just a little home project, you know, taking us elsewhere.
Sure. And I understand you are working towards a new CD for sometime this year. I think it's tentatively titled Prairie Belle.
Yeah, you know, I've been working on the project of Prairie Belle for a while now, and I'm hoping that it will be out this fall. For anyone who's ever recorded a CD, it just takes forever, and it's just a really lengthy process because you want to make everything just right, and you don't want to, you know, rush anything. So we've been working on it since last year, and I'm really hoping that it'll be coming out this fall.
Now, what about the live shows? I know you perform quite a bit around your area in Edmonton. What can we expect when we go see a Lisa Nicole Grace performance?
Well, usually I play with my brother-in-law, Brent, and my husband, Jared, and we have guitar and piano and percussion. My husband's a drummer, but he plays a Latin box drum that's called a cajon. And so the three of us, usually we just have a really good time, and we play the majority of my own songs, which is sort of like a folky country pop feel, along the lines of Bonnie Raitt or Sheryl Crow, and sometimes I even throw a cover of Bonnie Raitt or Sheryl Crow or Ryan Adams in there, and we just have a really good time, and we love to play together, so it's really great because we love what we're doing, and I think it really that shows to the audience that we love what we're doing.
Now, do you have a favorite cover song, say, of Bonnie Raitt? Do you ever do I Can't Make You Love Me?
Actually, I've never sung that song, but I do love that song of hers. Usually I do I Will Not Be Broken, which is a powerful song in itself, too.
Terrific. Now, you wrote recently, or I guess it falls into last year, but on your MySpace site, I listened to it in the last couple of months, a song called Last Breath, which you talk about writing it after reading the Twilight book, one of the books called New Moon. Do you want to talk about how that sort of moved you to write such a lovely song called Last Breath?
Sure. You know, Last Breath, it was funny because I had heard all of this buzz about this Twilight series, these books, and everyone was reading them, and I guess I was out of the loop because I hadn't read them yet, and my sister bought them all for me for Christmas, and as I was reading them over our Christmas break, I just started writing this song in my head, especially after New Moon, but I just was inspired by the story in general because I think, obviously, a lot of people have been because it's been very, very successful, and it's just a song about dying for love, you know. The idea of just giving everything up so that you can be together just affected me. And so that's what Last Breath came out of.
That's a very pretty song. I'll encourage our listeners to head over to myspace.com/Lisa Nicole Grace, and they can hear that song inspired by the Twilight series. The song is called Last Breath. I know in your area there in Edmonton, there's a real community of singer-songwriters. We've had Erica Villegas on the show before, a friend of yours.
She's a very close friend of mine.
Yeah, awesome. Now, do you want to talk about sort of, I guess, Erica and just the other, you know, musicians and the community you guys have there of support?
It's a really great community here in Edmonton. We've got a great music scene. It's so versatile, and it's just thriving and growing every day. I actually have a podcast of my own that I do with a girlfriend. Her name's Danielle Irons, and she's an actress here in town. And we get together once a week, and we put together a podcast about the local arts here in Edmonton, just what's going on the weekends. And there's so many festivals in the summer here in Edmonton, and just everyone is always so supportive of each other. And we're really, really lucky. And Eric and I met about a year ago, and ever since actually the show that I was talking about in June that I just had was opening up for Erica. So she's been doing so well for herself, and I'm so proud of her. And we just went to Lilith Fair actually together last week. And the community here is just really supportive, and there's lots of female singer-songwriters and guy singer-songwriters and everyone out there doing their thing, and it just seems like everyone's really rooting for everyone else.
Now, you mentioned Lilith Fair, and I was reading on your Twitter that you were the social media ambassador for Lilith Fair. What did that entail?
Well, you know, it was funny because I had entered a contest to open up for Lilith Fair. There was a contest for their whole tour for indie artists in each city to open up for the show, for the whole fair, and what a great opportunity that would be. And I didn't win it, and that was fine. I mean, the great band here in Edmonton named Soldier Fire won it. But then I entered this other contest just last minute before Lilith Fair came to town to be the social media ambassador, and it just ended up being such a blessing. Eric and I had so much fun. We got to be backstage and meet everybody and go to the press conference and just be right upstage and take pictures of all the artists doing their thing, and we just had a ball. It was almost better than any other contest I could have won.
Wow, it sounds like a fun time, and you're getting up close and the whole thing.
Yeah, we got to meet everyone, Erica Badu and Colby Collet and Sarah McLachlan herself, who obviously is the creator of Lilith Fair, and everyone was just so nice, and everyone is so supportive of women in music at that show that it just was really inspiring.
We'll play another song here from your EP called The Cellar Sessions, and the song is called Rosemary. Do you want to talk again, Lisa, about the inspiration behind the song?
Sure. This is a song I wrote for one of my cousins, and he just was really searching in his life at the time that I wrote the song. So Rosemary was just this, it was kind of his word for, what he was looking for. Rosemary is just a metaphor, I guess, in this song talking about searching for something and being a little bit afraid of finding it, but also just really desiring a change.
This is Lisa Nicole Grace, and the song is Rosemary, here on In the Country.
It's much harder to be patient, but I'm trying to be kind. When I've got the sense of envy, taking up my peace of mind. But I know the truth is stronger than the things I say or do, and it perseveres much longer than what I've waited for you. Rosemary, are you out there somewhere waiting for me? Maybe I'm a bit scared, so please take it easy on me. Now I'm looking for a reason. She's the reason that I'm asking. I've been floundering forever here, just searching for my passion. But I know my faith is stronger than the things I say or do, and it perseveres much longer than what I've waited for you.
And that is Lisa Nicole Grace. She is on the line with us from Edmonton, Alberta, and the song is called Rosemary. Lisa, you've got a pretty busy days. Of course, music fills the rest of your time, but your day job keeps you going.
Yeah, it does, actually. I do fundraising and special events for a hospital foundation here in Edmonton. I'm actually calling you from there right now. I haven't left work yet. And when I'm not working, I'm doing music, and I teach voice lessons. And I do a podcast, and I actually host and book for a live music venue here in Edmonton. So I definitely keep very busy.
Definitely. Well, what would be, can you think of a top musical goal of yours, say over the next year or so? Is it to, say, win an award or meet an artist you've always wanted to meet? Can you think of something you're aiming for?
Yeah, I definitely have goals, and they're maybe a little more humble than that, but I definitely want to finish this album and release it in 2010, and then I'd really love to just go on tour across Canada in 2011 and just take my album with me and just spread the word about my music and just share my music with people. Across Edmonton, yeah, or across Canada, I mean, that would be my goal for 2010 and 2011.
That's definitely a great goal. What about duets? I often ask artists if there's a duet partner out there for a future project. Is there somebody that you can think of from any genre of music that you would love to record a duet with?
Oh my gosh, that is a great question. I tend to really like male voices. So two people that I would die to sing with would be, well, three, I guess. Can I choose three?
We'll give you three.
Gavin DeGraw, Martin Sexton, or James Taylor. I would love and probably die from happiness to sing with either one of those three gentlemen.
Three great choices and three different styles of music, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. Do you have a favorite James Taylor song? Can you think of one? Or?
Oh, that's a hard one,
so
too.
Many.
I do. I've sung Fire and Rain a number of times at different like weddings or at different shows. Actually, Erica Villegas and I, we sang Fire and Rain together at our show back in June. So that's one of my favorites, but it's hard to nail down because I love all of his stuff.
He's got so many great friends. You've Got a Friend, of course.
Yeah, and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
Yeah.
And Sweet Baby James, like all those songs.
Oh, it just goes on and on. But Fire and Rain, definitely a powerful, emotional song. In our remaining moments here, Lisa, I wanted to ask you about advice you would have for other singer-songwriters listening, things, maybe just a couple of things that they could do to help their career.
You know, something that I keep telling myself that I think other people maybe need to hear is just no matter really what age you are or when you start singing, just to be patient with yourself, because sometimes it takes a while to figure out like what kind of music you sound the best singing or that you're the most comfortable singing. You know, take time to write songs that you really connect with or to sing songs by other songwriters that you really connect with. Those would probably be my two biggest pieces of advice for somebody starting out or for somebody who is established that maybe needs to, you know, reflect back on what they're doing, just to be passionate about what you're doing for sure.
Sure. That sounds great. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Lisa, and to share the couple of songs we did. And again, I'll encourage our listeners to head over to lisanicolegrace.com and they follow your career there. Thanks so much, Lisa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. You're doing an incredible job, and you're very inspiring to everyone out there that is into music.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. My guest today has been Edmonton, Alberta's Lisa Nicole Grace. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.